This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The head of Colorado's COVID-19 response team resigned following an apparent sexual harassment complaint. CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
Scott Bookman, the state's senior director for public health readiness and response, stepped down from his role in July after being placed on administrative leave, according to the Denver Post. Bookman, a former paramedic, had worked for Colorado's health department 6 years before resigning just days after the agency began investigating an apparent sexual harassment allegation. The agency has not yet responded to CPR's request for documents around Bookman's resignation. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
The Durango Planned Parenthood Clinic that's been closed for over a year is reopening Monday. CPR's Sandy Batulga has more.
The clinic closed last September due to a provider shortage. Now it'll operate on Mondays and Tuesdays. All essential services will be available, including abortions. Health officials from other clinics in the area and residents say they are relieved the location will be open again. Ali Seibel lives in the nearby town Ignacio and had been receiving care from the clinic since high school.
It's just an awesome opportunity to have the availability to those things that you might not be able to get somewhere else. So for example, like the OBGYN, they're always booked up.
Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains credited donors and community support for getting the clinic reopened. I'm Cindy Batulga, CPR News.
Traffic was delayed Monday near milepost 236 on I-25 in Weld County following a crash involving a semi-truck and deputy patrol vehicle. Troopers say a deputy was parked behind an unoccupied car and waiting for a tow following a DUI arrest at the time. Hazmat crews responded due to a fuel leak on scene. No serious injuries were reported. The driver has been cited for failing to yield and carelessness causing injury. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.